Oh, Cecil, as Shakespeare said, the axe has fallen.
On whose neck?
Here, let's stay out here on the porch. I've got something to tell you that'll take years.
We better go get some food, then. Keep it here with us.
What'd you do with that Polly parrot last night?
I threw it away. Why?
Well, it's all right. That was best. We couldn't have brought it back.
Well, I should say not. Then your uncle would have known that we had planned on taking the satchel with the money in it.
Cecil, Butch Williams has gone back to Mexico.
No, not really.
It's the truth. Uncle Thomas told me so this morning.
Where is he now?
He's upstairs. He isn't dressed yet.
Did he say anything about the dead Polly parrot being swiped?
He thinks Mr. Williams took both grips.
Oh, well, then that lets us out.
But isn't it awful, Cecil? Mr. Williams has the money for his mine and is on his way back to Mexico.
Well, golly, don't feel so punk. We did all we could.
I know it, and we had to get the wrong satchel.
Did your uncle want to know where we disappeared to last night?
No, he didn't ask. He thinks it's a funny joke that Mr. Williams forgot and took both satchels with him.
Well, didn't he take him to the station?
Yes, but he had a lot of things he was carrying.
What's your uncle going to do about the parrot now?
He can't do anything.
But Miss Mason wanted him to get it stuffed.
I don't care what he does. That's the way I feel about everything.
You sure do look sad.
You don't look so happy yourself.
Well, I got some good reasons to be sore at things.
Not as good a reason as I have, Cecil.
You just think I haven't.
Well, you haven't. Your only uncle hasn't lost $2,000 on a mine in Mexico.
I haven't even got an uncle.
You haven't got an uncle that's in danger of getting snared by a widow.
I've got troubles, too, though.
Yes, but I have my own troubles and other people's, too.
You can have mine if you want them.
Look, Cecil, look. See? Wrinkles.
Sure, I can do that, too, when I lift my eyebrows.
By the time I'm 20, I'll look like I'm an old woman. I worry so much.
I'll wrinkle like a prune, huh?
Now, Cecil, don't call me names. I don't feel so happy now.
You should have had all the bad luck that I've had for the last 2 days.
You look all right.
That's because I'm a man and don't show it on my face.
What happened to you?
Lots of things.
Did Ben-Hur break down on the way over here?
Did you notice that I limped when I got out of Ben-Hur a minute ago?
No, Cecil, I didn't notice.
You were watching me.
Oh, I was looking at you, Cecil, but I didn't see you. I was thinking.
Well, I limped. You want to know why I limped?
No, Cecil, it's all right. You don't need to tell me.
Well, I want to tell you. I hurt my foot. I burned it.
Oh, Cecil, that's too bad. What did you burn it with, matches?
Now, I'd want to burn my foot with matches, wouldn't I?
I shouldn't think you'd want to burn it at all.
I didn't. It was an accident.
How did you do it, then?
In the bathtub.
How could you have a fire in the bathtub?
Did I say there was a fire in the bathtub, did I?
Cecil, I don't think it's nice to talk about bathtubs anyhow.
Oh, don't be an artichoke. You see, I was taking a bath this morning and reading the funny paper, see?
Both at the same time?
Yes, and the water got cold, and I reached down with my toes to try and turn on the hot water, and I burnt myself. I can hardly walk.
I saw a man that could write with his feet once.
You ought to heard me yell, and I jumped, got the funny papers all wet.
Oh, you shouldn't have been so lazy. You should have turned the water on with your hands.
I was reading the paper with my hands.
You read the paper with your eyes.
Listen, am I telling you my troubles or not?
Did you burn yourself very bad?
Yes. I can hardly walk this morning.
Oh, I guess we both have troubles then.
Well, listen, that's not all of mine. Aunt Bess gave me a package that I got in the mail yesterday.
What was it, a sample?
It was my story.
Your what?
Not my what, my story. The story that I wrote and sent away to a magazine.
Oh, you mean the story that you sent away?
The same. They sent it back again.
Oh, that's too bad. Didn't they want it?
They sent it back.
How many times have you sent it away?
Only three.
Only three?
Just three.
Well, I don't see why they didn't take it. It's a lovely story.
It's better than a lot of them, even if I did write it myself.
What are you going to do with it now?
Send it away again?
Pretty soon there won't be any more magazines to send it to, will there?
All right. I didn't expect you to understand, anyhow.
Oh, no, Cecil, I meant to... this'll make the fourth magazine, won't it?
Didn't that famous author, what's his name? Didn't he have 100 stories of his turned down before he got famous, didn't he?
Did he?
He did.
Oh. Well, who are you going to send it to this time?
Oh... Have you got some good magazines in the house I can get some good addresses from?
Oh, sir. Are you going to change the title again?
Yeah. I've changed the title every time so far that I've gotten it back.
The name of it the first time you sent it away was The Wall Street Broker's Revenge.
Yeah, and then I mailed it and called it The Widow's Secret Love.
Yes, I remember. That was before we knew Mrs. Mason at all.
I still think it's a good title for a story.
Only there wasn't any widow in the story.
That's all right. I didn't have any revenge in The Wall Street Broker's Revenge either.
I guess it's the title that counts.
Of course it is.
You called it Who Killed the Indian Bear of Big Guide Lake the last time you mailed it away, didn't you?
No, not that. Who Killed the Indian Guide of Big Bear Lake?
Oh, yes. That's a pretty title, too.
Yeah, but they sent it back. I don't care. They can't discourage me.
What are you going to change the title to this time?
Do you know any good ones?
Oh, dear. I thought of a good title once on the streetcar, but I've forgotten it.
And you say I haven't anything to worry about. Ha!
Cecil, I'll help you out.
How?
With my brains.
What are you going to do?
I'll think of a new title for your story.
But you forgot the one that you thought of on the streetcar.
Well, I'll start thinking right now, and then tonight you can send it away again.
Somebody will see it's a swell story before long, I know.
The only thing you didn't put in it was a forest fire.
I had a forest fire in the very first chapter.
Oh, yes, of course, I remember. Oh, Cecil, do you think Flames of the Forest would be a good title?
No, I thought of that.
Oh, I know. I just thought of a beautiful title.
What is it?
How about calling it The Tale of Two Cities?
The Tale of Two Cities. That's the name of a story already.
Is there a story called The Scarlet Letter, Cecil?
Yeah. I had a book report on it once.
Oh, then that wouldn't do. I'll think of something else.
Don't say Pilgrim's Progress.
Why? Are you going to use that?
I'm going to use something that hasn't been used before.
Usually I can think of most anything.
Gee, what a lot of grief I have.
Cecil, wait. Grief. That's a good word.
What's a good word?
Grief. The grief.
Oh, the grief.
What goes with grief, Cecil?
I'd hate to tell you.
Gretchen. The grief of Gretchen. That's a beautiful thought.
Yeah, but then I'd have to go all through the story and change the stenographer's name to Gretchen.
Well, that's all right. I have two erasers. Do you like that?
All right. Yeah, that's fine. That's a good one. I'll do that when I get home.
See? Now all your troubles are over.
Oh, that's a honey. Well, thanks, Sally.
Now that your troubles are over, I can go back to mine.
Now I'll help you with yours.
Let's see now, what was I worrying about?
Don't you remember?
Well, isn't that silly? I've forgotten. Oh, well, Cecil, help me think of what I was worrying about. It was something terrible. Now I have to worry about what it was I was worrying about. Oh, goodness, and I can't think of it either.